Which TV station are you from? Mataró Television. Okay, ask away. Well, we're demonstrating because the company has just announced staff cuts that will affect almost half the workforce. We are sick of being scapegoats. A lot of our workmates were laid off at the end of the 70s when the price of petrol went up. At that time, the owners told us that they couldn't keep up with rising production costs and falling demand from the home market. Since then, there's been a steady stream of factory closures and job losses. Spain joining the common market? Another disaster! Rising competition led the bosses to try anything to reduce costs. A lot of them applied for the reconversion plan and they modernized the factories. More machines, less workers. It's always been like that. At the end of the 80s, the fashionable word was flexibility. They started to subcontract some of the processes we had always done here. They did this unofficially, of course. Then they decided to take part of the production to a factory they opened in Andalucía. That's where a lot of the workers are from. And now, there are rumors they plan to open a factory in Morocco. See, we've gone from flexibility to relocation and deindustrialization. The boss says that since 1986, when foreign goods appeared in the national market, the commercial balance has been negative. They blame it on Europe, on taxes, on the crisis. Excuses! The truth is, it's much cheaper to produce in Africa, and I'm sure the workers there don't complain. We've kept quiet up to now, but not anymore. All they care about is production. But I have to think about feeding my children and their future. Both me and my wife work in the knitting industry. We're both 45. I've always worked in the same factory. This is all I know. If it shuts down, what will we live on?